Okay, tonight we're going to talk about the practice of doing an abridged version of Chazaras Hashatz for Mincha. So I think we refer to it as Heicha Kedusha. What's the etymology of Heicha Kedusha? It's a Yiddish word, no?
I think
Hecher
means short.
Hecher means short. I thought it meant like half. I didn't realize that. That would be Halba.
Oh.
Right. So, okay. So I wasn't sure how to title that. I wrote Chatzi Kedusha. So no one calls it that. In Israel, it's Mincha Kitzara. Is what they call it, which makes a lot more sense, right? So there are a lot of places where this is standard practice, that they simply don't do Chazaras Hashatz by Mincha. So specifically, most notably, in yeshivas, in major yeshivas, serious yeshivas, on a daily basis, they don't do a full Chazaras Hashatz at Mincha. So the question is, why? Why is that? Where does this come from, that you could even abridge Chazaras Hashatz, mehich tesi, that we're allowed to do this at all? And if we are allowed to do it, is it only at a Shas Adchak that we're allowed to do it? If it's only at a Shas Adchak, how do we define Shas Adchak for these purposes? And why would a minhag have developed to only cut out Chazaras Hashatz in yeshivos of all places, where you would think that the people have enough time to be able to daven? They're not going back to their jobs. They're learning Torah, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be davening now, so you don't learn Torah right now, you daven where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven. So why is it that it developed in yeshivas? And furthermore, you never find anyone that does this by Shachris. L'chor, Chazaras Hashatz by Shachris, Chazaras Hashatz by Mincha are the same. They have the same status. Why would one skip half of three quarters of Chazaras Hashatz by Mincha, but by Shachris no one ever thought of doing such a thing? And then, once we discover when you are and are not allowed to do it, how does one do it? Meaning, you'll see a lot of times, you look around different places where they have this practice of doing the Heicha Kedusha, and they'll have some people in not start Shmon Esrei at all until after Kedusha, and some people will start Shmon Esrei together with the Shaliach Tzibur and go through Kedusha with him, and then just continue Shmon Esrei on their own. So what's the preferred minhag, if there is in fact a preferred minhag? Now, where do we get the idea of Chazaras Hashatz? There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Lamed Daled Amud Beis, that Chazal were mesakein that the Shliach Tzibur should repeat the Shmona Esrei b'kol ram in order to be motzi mi she'eno baki, in order to be motzi people who didn't know how to daven for themselves. And they say Chazaras Hashatz, we do it anyway, even if everyone is a baki, even if everyone has a sitter in front of them, knows how to read Hebrew, we still have the full Chazaras Hashatz anyway. This is what the Rambam writes in a tshuva. The Rambam in a tshuva printed in two places, in the Tshuvas HaRambam in Simen Reish Chaf Aleph and the Tshuvas Per Adar, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, that Chazal made their takana to be a lasting takana. And he says, you know, it's very similar to the minhag of Kiddush in Shul on Friday night to be Motzi Orchem Yedei Chavasan. We find that the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that we say Kiddush in Shul on Friday night to be Motzi the guests, their chiyuv of Kiddush. The Gemara in the context discusses Kiddush Makom Suuda, right? Could anyone else be Yotzei the Kiddush if they're not having the Suuda there? Do the Orchem have to have the Suuda there? But the practice continues even in places that don't have any guests, or places that don't have any guests that are eating in the shul. All the guests are going to be invited to private homes. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim, Sim Kuv Chav Dalet Siv Gimel, Kahal Shespalalu, V'kulam Bekiyim Bitvila. If you have a kahal that davened, and they all are experts, they know how to daven, they know the words, Afal Pikein, Yerich Shliach Tzibur, V'chozer L'spalal, K'dei L'kayim Takanas Chanan. Nevertheless, Shliach Tzibur should do Chazaras Hashatz in order to fulfill the Takanas Chachamim. The Mishur Brura in Sivkata Yud Beis over there in Simon Kuf Chav Dalid explains that when the Chachamim were Mesakein that you do a Chazaras Hashatz, they didn't want that you should have to go around interviewing everybody in the shul. Do you know how to read Hebrew? Do you know how to read? Sometimes looks can be very deceiving. You know, you look at someone, he looks like he doesn't know how to read Hebrew at all, and it turns out that he learned in yeshivas for his whole life, and he knows how to read Hebrew better than you know how to read Hebrew. And sometimes you look at someone and he looks like he's very religious and very, and it turns out he can't read two words of Hebrew. I just was at some Gerus meetings today, and one guy came in with a nice big yarmulke and a beard. He's not Jewish. He has a very hard time with Hebrew. Very bright, intelligent fellow, but he's just learning. 12 years of Catholic school didn't teach him how to read Hebrew. It was actually quite, every time, it's so fascinating. fascinating. It's so hard when you're dealing with someone who went to 12 years of Catholic school to get the Catholic school jargon out of his head. We said to him today, what are the Ikarei Amuna? You know, what are the foundational beliefs of Judaism? Can you name, not all 13, you have to name all 13. I trust you've learned about all 13. Name some of them. So he said, yeah, you know, there's only one God and the resurrection of the dead, the second coming of Messiah. We're like, second coming? it was just like in his mind. You know, the same guy we were talking to, we said, what holiday is coming up? Purim. Okay, great. Is there any fast day coming up? Yeah, the fast of Easter. Esther. Not Easter. Okay. It's hard to get. So sometimes looks can be deceiving. A person can look like the firmest person, can't put two words of Hebrew together. So Mishmur explains, when Chazal and Misaki and Chazal Sashatz, they didn't want to have to go through an interview process with every single person in the shul to see, you know, give them a bechina on the Aleph Beis and see if they know how to read Hebrew. So they just made it that it should always be. If there's, whether there's someone who doesn't know or there isn't anybody who doesn't know, the Shliach Tzibur always says a Chazal Sashatz, lest there be somebody in shul who doesn't know. No, that way we'll be able to take care of it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's Alpi Nigla. Apparently, Alpi Nistar, Chazaras Hashatz is a very big deal as well. The Arizal and Shara Kavanos writes that there are some deep secrets to Chazaras Hashatz. A person has to be extraordinarily careful with Chazaras Hashatz. Nothing to do with whether you're Bikiyim or not Bikiyim. It's something that everyone has to be careful of. And our attitude toward Nistar when it comes to Halacha, there are a lot of details, but one of the basics is that if it doesn't contradict the Halacha, and certainly if it fits nicely with the halacha, so then we take it into account to emphasize a point in halacha when the nistar works nicely, fits seamlessly with the halacha. That's a point that is emphasized and overemphasized by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in the introduction to the Shailos Teshuvos, where he says that it's incorrect to just dismiss Nistar as irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. In fact, many times it teaches us how to properly emphasize things that already exist in the world of Nigla. So both in Nigla and in Nistar, Chazaras Hashatz is a real thing. It's something that we're supposed to do. In the Tshuvos Yechav Hadas, this is on page 1 in the middle of the page, Rav Avadya Yosef in Chelek Gimel Siman Tes Zayin quotes from the Sefer Mashchad Rabusa, and he says as follows in the italicized section in the middle of the page, Lufi Zela Manu, Shekesha'ein Tfilas HaChazara Loi Gilu Afilu Lechatzi Tfilah, meaning if you don't do Chazaras Hashatz, you haven't even done half a tefillah, meaning there's something sorely lacking in the tefillah. He says, so it's a good thing that a lot of people now are emphasizing the importance during Mincha of doing a proper Chazaras Hashatz. Ubili safek ruach Hashem nosa bekirbam, that they're inspired by a spirit of God, the heiris rucham lizaklus asarabim, and the people are being careful about this, have been so inspired by God to be mezak of the public, ulakarives haguula, and bring the guula closer. And that's probably an emphasis on the nistar part of it as well. That much of the Torah Sanistar emphasizes the much of that which is emphasized by the Torah Sanistar is so emphasized because it relates to the times of guula. V'kala ozer v'somich leminak hazeh ashrav v'ashrei chelko. And anyone who helps encourage full Chazaras Hashatz is doing a very good thing. The al chachme akal vagabon vamanhigim shomrei mishmeres hakodesh laode desakal bazeh ulizarzem banias amen bechazar shliach tzibur ulaodia matuelas haatzuma sheish bechazaras hatfila kedesh lo tia aleim kemasui. People shouldn't view Chazaras Hashatz as a burden. It's something that's a privilege. It's an opportunity. V'shiu smeichim b'mitzvah gadol azos hamakareves hasagula. We should be, you know, like most people's attitude toward Chazaras Hashatz. We should be overjoyed by the opportunity to come closer to Geula. So, you know, with that background, it sounds like we shouldn't just lightly cut away pieces of Chazaras Hashatz, or certainly large chunks of Chazaras Hashatz. So where does it come from that we do so, that in yeshivas and a lot of places that they do so? Anytime you daven at a chasna or something, so it's like it's almost not even a question that they automatically are going to do the Hecha Kedusha. So The makar of this idea is in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Lamed Beis, the italicized section on the bottom of page 1. Kasov bishi balei aleket, shakasov Rabbeinu Ephraim, b'shem Rabbeinu Hai, tzibur d'dechikalu shaita b'beis shemshi. Right away, he defines for us. A tzibur that is short on time during Bein HaShemashos, meaning you're in a time crunch because of the Zman. Islu l'tzluya b'lachash, v'adil l'nchusei shliach tzibur, d'lesle l'shliach tzibur l'meichas u'lafukinu, shmona esrei b'kol ram, l'fisha mitzvah tefila b'lachash, v'lo nafki shmona esrei b'en yachid b'en tzibur, ela b'lachash. That the ikar is we should make sure we get our tefila b'lachash in. V'takanasayu d'matzli kulu b'lachash b'mitzvah tefila, v'adil nachash shliach tzibur v'omer, Magin umechaya va'anu kedusha umesayim akel kadosh im einshos biyom lemigmar yurches brachos. He says we should say the tefillah b'lachash and go through the magin mechayim esim, answer kedusha because we're all saying it together with the shliach zibor, and then we finish the yurches brachos. We finish the shmon esrei. Vahachi no grabanan, also critical word b'mesifta. This was the minhag of the rabbanan b'mesifta. The rabbis in the yeshiva, kad dechikalu shaita, when time was of the essence, v'chein roi lasso. So a couple of things jump out at you. First of all, that the circumstance that it was permitted in apparently was during Bein HaShemashos. That may explain why it was a mincha thing and not a shachris thing. Most of the time, people aren't davening shachris at the sof zman tefila. The sof zman tefila, for example, today was 9:51. I don't know what kind of job a person has to have to be able to daven shachris at that hour. So people daven shachris typically much earlier. They're not up against the sof zman tefila. Mincha, on the other hand, very often you're right up against the zman. So that would explain why it happens more at mincha. But the other thing that jumps out at you is that the initial source that the Beis Yosef quotes refers to this as being the minhag of the Rabbanan b'Mesifta, of the Dafka and the Rabbanan in the Mesifta, in the yeshivas. Now the Mechaber writes in Reish Lamed Beis Yifal, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Im Hasha'a Dechuka, Yispalu b'lachash v'achrach yom ha'shliach tzibur magin v'chaya v'yana kedusha u'mesayim ha'kal ha'kadosh mein shus b'yom ligmar yurches brachos. He says, dafka shasadchak, sha'ad d'chuka. Now, that heter b'shasadchak is not agreed upon by everybody because of, like we mentioned before, that nistar component. You know, alpi nigla, shasadchak, kediyavidami, this is a bediyavid. So, alpi nigla, that makes sense. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Amnam ha'arizal hikpid ma'od v'tziva shatzibur yispalu kedarkon imashatz bilachash v'acharkach yispalu shatz b'kol ram kibekol atfilos v'af sheyi eliachar shkiyas hachama. That the Arizal said, I don't care if it's going to be after shkiyas hachama. It's critical to get chazaras hashatz v'chein anunogim tamid. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's our minhag. And the Kaf HaChaim writes the same thing in the name of the Arizal, that he was extraordinarily makpid, that the Chazaras HaShatz should be said in its entirety, in its entirety before, even if it's going to not get in before Shkiyas HaChama, and even if it's Erev Shabbos before Shkiyas HaChama, he would say it b'lachash and then say it, then have Chazar Shatz b'kol ram after the regular tefillah b'lachash. Now, l'chora, that issue, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about when they could start mincha before Shkia, and it's just a question of when exactly we're going to finish the mincha. That may relate to something we've discussed numerous times in the past. There is a Gemara Mesachas Brachas and Daf Zayin that discusses what the great chachma of Bilam HaRasha was. And the Gemara tells us that that how did Bilam HaRasha, you know, manage to be able to have this power of cursing, that he was sought out, that apparently his curses were effective. So the Gemara explains that there was a time of anger, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. If you look in the third line of the italicized section, page 2, that Ditanya, V'kel Zoeim B'chol Yom, V'kama Zamo, how long does God get angry for? Rega, for a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Echad mechamesh ribo shmonas alaf m'shmona me'os u'shmonim u'shmona b'sha'a. 158,888th of an hour. So you could do the math. A very, very short amount of time that God actually gets angry. V'zui rega. That's the amount of time that God gets angry. And no one was able to figure out exactly when that rega is, chutz mi bilam HaRasha. except for Bilam. Tichsiv beviyodea das elyon. That Bilam was familiar with das elyon, which is a very strange thing to say about somebody who was outsmarted by a donkey, that he was yodea das elyon. So the Gemara says, hashta das behemta loy aviyada, das elyon aviyada. He couldn't figure out his donkey's brain. He was able to figure out God's brain? How does that make any sense? No, all his entire skill was to know that one moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. God tells the Jewish people, look at all the kindness and the generosity that I had with you during the times of Bilam. That during the days of Bilam Rasha, when he wanted to curse you, I skipped my moment of anger. I didn't get angry. Because if I would have gotten angry and Bilam would have been able to figure it out, nothing would have been left of the Jewish people. That's what Bilam kept on saying. What do you want me to do? I can't curse if God's not going to get angry. I can't get angry myself if God's not going to get angry. It's not going to do anything. Malamich kolosniyam lo zam Hashem. V'kama zama rega, v'kama rega. And the Gemara goes on to say exactly what a rega is again. So now, what you see from that Gemara is that Bilam's entire plan was to find the 158,888th of an hour, and during that time, he was going to say it's cursed to Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos asks the obvious kasha. You know, it's hard enough to get something meaningful out in a tweet, you know, in 140 characters. How is it 140? Whatever the number of characters is. How I was told Rabbi Benjamin was angry at me that I tweeted out all of his stories when he said it publicly. But how does Bilam plan on narrowing down his tefillah into a single less than a second? Into a split second. What's he going to say in a rega? So Tosfos gives two answers. Yeshlomer chaleim. He can say chaleim very quickly. Wipe him out. That's the advantage of Hebrew, that it takes a few words in English to say three letters in Hebrew, but you know it means to totally obliterate. Inami second answer Tosfos is he doesn't have to finish the whole curse during that time. He just needs to start during that time. And if you start during that time, then it will be effective even afterwards. So the Yid HaKadosh is quoted by Rav Ari Tzvi Frumer in the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi as saying La Halacha, that he actually says it Binogei L'Hilchos Purim. So this will be a Purim connection also. But he said La Halacha, that we could be Melamid Zuchos based on this, on those who start mincha just before shkia, and the bulk of the mincha, the tefillas mincha, is after shkia. It's a violation. It's going. They're not davening within the zman. Yes, they are, because according to Tosfos, you only have to start within the zman. You don't have to finish within the zman, because you see that Tosfos says that Bilam's curse would have been effective, and it would have been counted as if the entire curse was in the zman, that rega, if he only starts within that rega. So it's a questionable leap over there, because first of all, it's Bilam's curse and God's moment of rega. How do we know that the same thing applies to tefillah? Second of all, Tosfos had another answer over there. This wasn't Tosfos' only answer of what Bilam was planning. It's a little bit difficult to apply la'alacha, but that was the famous chiddush of the Yid HaKadosh. What does that have to do with Purim? So it's not in these notes over here, but the Rav Tzvi Frumer writes that he uses this to be matzdik the minag that many people have, that they give mishloach manos the night after Purim is over. It's one of the mitzvos hayom of Purim. What do you mean? You can give the night after Purim is over? How could one? So I don't know if many people have this minhag, but apparently in his time, many people had this minhag. In his time, it was the early part of the 20th century. Rav Yitzchak Frum was Rosh Shiva in Chachmi Lublin. So, you know, very, very, he was known as the Kozhik Lover Gaon. I think there's a painting of him or a bust of him in the fifth floor of the YU library, if I'm not mistaken, the Kozhik Lover Gaon. But, so he said, apparently this was the minhag, that they would give Mishloach Manos after Purim is over, which is clearly against the halacha. You have to do all the mitzvahs hayom on the Yom of Purim. So he puts a few things together. He says, you know, there is a rush in the halachos ketanos at the end of Maseches Menachos that tells us that even though the 613th mitzvah in the Torah is to write a Sefer Torah, nowadays we can be mekayim that mitzvah. It's a well-known rush. We can be mekayim the mitzvah by buying svarim. Yeah, you can buy svarim, and that way you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. So what do you see from that rush? What you see from that rush is that when there's a tafkid for the mitzvah, a clear tafkid of what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish, and there's an alternate way to accomplish the same tafkid, you're able to accomplish the mitzvah in an alternative way. So the tafkid of the mitzvah, k'siva sefer Torah, is so that you learn from the Torah. But if that's not the most convenient way to learn, and it's more convenient to learn from svarim, so you could be mekayim the mitzvah of k'siva sefer Torah by buying svarim. So that's yisod number one. Every yisod along the way is questionable. That's yisod number one, right? That's questionable yisod number one. It's actually questionable yisod number two. Questionable yisod number one is the yira kadosh that we just said. Questionable yisod number two is that. Questionable yisod number three is the following. There is a discussion what the purpose of the mitzvah of mishloach manos is. So the Sefer Trumas HaDeshan writes that it's very clearly to provide someone with their needs for Su'udas Purim. That it's the famous comment of the Manos HaLevi, and the Chassam Sofer is the one that really discovered to make a big deal out of this, that it, to make a machlokas between the Manos HaLevi and the Trumas HaDeshan about this issue, where the Manos HaLevi, and if you're like me, you know one thing that the Manos HaLevi says, and this is it, that the Manos HaLevi says that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to create against the kitrug of Haman HaRasha, that Am Fuzar Mufurad Bein Amin, that we have that we love each other, and that create a sense of friendship and a sense of connectedness between the Jewish people. So the Chassam Sofer made a big deal that it's machlokas. Trumas HaDeshan says it's for Su'uda, and the Manos HaLevi says it's to create a sense of friendship. As I once heard Rav Asher, and every Achron has like, there are like 15 nafkaminas between the Manos HaLevi and Trumas HaDeshan, stiras all over Shulchan Aruch. Very interesting. I once heard Rav Asher say that if the Manos HaLevi were in the room with us and you were to tell him, guess what, you have a big machlokas with the Trumas HaDeshan lahalacha about why we give Mishloach Manos, it would be news to him. He wasn't writing a halacha sefer. The Manos HaLevi is called Medrash Manos HaLevi. It's a drush sefer on the Megillah. It's got nothing to do with halacha. He said he'd be the most surprised person in the room if he were to learn that he was accused of having a machlokas in halacha in that sefer. But be that as it may, says the Yirah Kadosh, it says the Kajal Glover Gaon, that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide Sudas Purim. So now let's put it all together. If the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide Sudas Purim, and any mitzvah that has a zman, you only need to start within the zman. And a mitzvah can be accomplished as long as the tafkid of the mitzvah is accomplished, you can give Mishloach Manos after Purim's over. Why? Because most people start their Su'udas Purim before Shkia, but continue the Su'udah well into the night. So since, and that's okay, they're allowed to do that, because as long as you start before the Zman, so they're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Su'udas Purim. Wonderful. If they're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Su'udas Purim, even though Purim is already over, and you're providing them with food that they could still use during that Su'udah, you're fulfilling the Tafkid of what Mishloach Manos is. You're not doing it exactly like you're supposed to, like the Megillah says, on Purim itself. It's okay. Just like you're not writing a Sefer Torah when you buy Svarim, but you're fulfilling the Tafkid, and the Tafkid is to provide someone Sudas Purim. That's the Kajal Glover's, Chiddush LaHalacha that he wants to suggest. Every step of it is questionable. Rosh Hashanah pointed out, Salvechik thought this whole Yira Kodesh, this whole idea of the Yira Kodesh, that you could finish Mincha after Shkia based on that Tosas about Bilam HaRasha, he thought it was a joke. He didn't. He thought it was not a standard way of learning the Halacha. Now, I happen to have seen in Rav Harfenis's Sefer, the Satmar Dayan from Williamsburg has a beautiful Sefer on Zmanim. Two volumes, two big fat volumes in Zmanim. I didn't own the Sefer, but I was giving a shiur on some topic relating to Zmanim, and someone, a rabbi from Westchester, showed up in yeshiva one day and handed me the Sefer. He heard the shiur, and he said, "It was, I figured I wanted to get you a gift. You mentioned you didn't have the Sefer. Never met him before. It was so nice. Just showed up and gave me a Sefer. So very, very nice Sefer." So in Rav Harfenis' Sefer, he writes, "Ulemaisa nira devade shel chachili yesh lizar lahaskul espal bofen sheyachol legmor kol shmonas rebitoch hazman." There's no doubt lechachili what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to start early enough that you finish within the zman. Aval b'diavad kedaya poskamana lismoch alayu kol sheyaskul b'toch hazman. He says, but b'diavad you could be somech on this. He says, especially if the reason you're davening late was because you were planning on davening late, meaning it was amazed, because then you're not going to have the opportunity for tefilas tashlumin. So you better rely on this b'diavad. It's your best chance. So that's what Rav Harfenis suggested. So just putting it all together, maybe the idea that the Arizal has, that it's okay as long as you start Shemoneh Esrei in time, say the full Chazar Shatz. It's not enough of a Shas Adchak to cut out Chazar Shatz and to do Eichel Kedusha. Because you're starting within the Zman, that's good enough. So maybe that Arizal only works if you say like the Yira Kadosh, that that's actually true, that starting within the Zman is called Akim of Davening Tefillah Bizmano. But if you say, not like Yira Kadosh, if you say like Rav Soloveitchik and many others, I would imagine most others, that the Shulchan Aruch really says like that, that you have to finish on time. So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lam Beis Sif Aleph sounds like you can't just start on time, you have to finish on time. So then, it would be better to cut down Chazar Sashat so that you can get everything in on time. Now, what about Tachnun? So Tachnun probably, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo, Mishum Hefzid Tachnun Ein Levatel Takanos Chazar Sashat. Because you're going to lose Tachnun, because it's going to be after Shkia. By the time you say Tachnun, assuming that you're machmir not to say Tachnun even a second after Shkia, for that you don't have to lose Chazar Sashatz. That he didn't think it was worth losing Chazar Sashatz for, but for losing, but for losing the Zman, that he thought is worthwhile. Now, the minhag was always during Tfilas Mincha, like we said. If you look in the Beis Yosef, in some Reish Lamed Daled, he writes, Aval asfardim einogim nachso shliach tzibur ha-tfila b'mincha, el mispach shliach tzibur ima tzibur b'kol ram, v'amur kedusha b'chzat ha-kadosh, v'ach ha-chom ram tzayus b'lachash ima tzibur. Meaning, he says that the Sephardic minhag was, at mincha they would always do this. U'minhag ha-ashkenazim hu'a nachon, v'chein ha-nig ha-chom shal b'dor shal f'neinu b'tzvat. He says, but the Ashkenazim got it right. A rare find in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes that the Sfardim have a minhag that we cut out Chazar Sashatz, but the Ashkenazim do it right. They actually do Chazar Sashatz. So he's not maskim to the minhag of the Sfardim, but it sounds like the minhag was dafka by mincha. And why was the minhag dafka by mincha? Apparently, when I gave a Temin Halach share on this topic years ago, I mentioned that I don't know why the minhag was only by mincha. So I got a couple of emails explaining why the minhag was only by mincha. So one person said to me, the minhag was only by mincha, not by shachris, because in places where they do birchas kohanim, so you need to have chazar shatz to do birchas kohanim by shachris. Mincha, no one's doing birchas kohanim anyway, so you don't need chazar shatz. That's pretty good. Okay, like that, and meaning certainly for Sfardim, right? That the minhag would only be because by Sfardim they do birchas kohanim even in chutz laretz. The other explanation that someone suggested was smichas kul tefila. By mincha there's no din of smichas kul tefila, but by shachris there is. So if you're going to follow the practice of waiting to start your Shemoneh Esrei till after Kedusha, so then it's going to be chisar in your own smichas kul tefila by shachris. But by mincha there's no need for smichas kul tefila. You can have gal yisrael. There is no gal yisrael by mincha, so there's no need for smichas kul tefila. Those are the two explanations that people sent me. They're both pretty reasonable explanation. But then, of course, we have a third explanation that it's only supposed to be done b'shas adchak when you're right up against the Zman. And you're usually not right up against the Zman by shachris. So those are the reasons that the minhag developed only by mincha, not by shachris. But we're still sort of... Do you had a question before that you...
I wanted to know, when you were talking about starting... about davening so close to Shkia, were you talking about starting the Chazar HaShatz or the Shtil HaShemon Ezra?
So... everything. Meaning, ideally, the whole thing should be before
Shkia. Right, but is there, like,
and if the only way to get everything in before Shkia is by cutting out Chazar Sashatz, so that's where you get into Machlokas. Right? That's where the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, okay, then you should cut out Chazar Sashatz. But they say from the Arizal, no, even then you go past Shkia. So I just wanted to tighten it. Maybe it's totally in the broader Machlokas about whether starting on time is enough, or you even need to finish on time. But for Tachnun, that you definitely don't need to. That's not worth cutting Chazar Sashatz.
Shulchan Aruch, I wasn't here before, but Shulchan Aruch that says that you should skip Chazar Sashatz is because he holds of the other Shkia. So then it's Vaday Laila right away.
No, whatever Zman you're going to hold, there's a.
Benashmash is much shorter, though.
The Benashmash is much shorter. So, meaning it's not so short that you're going to...
You don't have enough time?
No, I don't think so.
12 minutes?
No, I don't know. I don't know how long they daven. I don't think so. My impression is that it was you know, as soon as Shkia is up, so then you can't, then it's already too late. The question that becomes, you know, the question we're still sort of stuck with is, so how did this become rampant, that in every yeshiva that they skip Chazar Shatzat Mincha? So I saw a few different explanations. One explanation is, they say, Bittul Torah for the Talmidim. Very, very hard to imagine that that's the explanation. Meaning, you ever hear of a yeshiva that skips Pesukei Dezimra because of Bittul Torah for the Talmidim?
They skip
Kabbalas. Yeah. So, which is interesting. I mean, the whole thing is ironic, because if you had to build a hierarchy of what's most valuable, right, Kabbalas more so than Pesukei Dezimra, and Pesukei Dezimra more so than, you know, Chazar Sashat's, more so than Pesukei Dezimra. No, Pesukei Dezimra is Medina de Gemara. It is Medina de Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis says, Dorash Rabbi Simlai, Lol Misad Radim Shivcha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu V'achar Kach Yispalel. So that means Pesukei Dezimra. But you don't have to say all of it to be Yotzei Pesukei Dezimra. You could say, to be Yotzei that din in the Gemara, you could say some of it, and yet we don't pare down Pesukei Dezimra to be Yotzei just the bare minimum Medina de Gemara, but we do pare down Chazar Shatz, which the entire thing is Medina de Gemara. So why is that? So it's true, our priorities are sometimes a little out of whack. Like we've pointed out, Karbanos is probably more important than Pesukei Dezimra. Tamid Rav Enyona writes in Masechus Brachos, Karbanos might be a Kiyum D'Oraisa, because in the Shalma Parm Sfaseinu, that's the way we are able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, by saying Karbanos. But still, it's you can't answer the kasha by saying, yeah, but everything we do is messed up anyway, meaning it still requires explanation. So I saw it, Rabbi Neustadt in one of his svarim quotes from Rabbi Yaakov about this. And he writes, Shemati od mi Maran Zatzal, from Rabbi Yaakov. He was a grandson of Rabbi Yaakov, I think, grandson-in-law. Sha'af she'kiyadua omrim ha'olam sha'atam shalom omr chazar shatz b'mincha hu mishem bitul Torah. Va'amru zal she'ef shalom akein. V'lo mistavr klal. He says, it can't be, it's bitul Torah. V'hosif she'betalmud Torah b'kelem ha'yu omrim p'sukei dezimra meshach chatzi sho'a b'imos ha'chol. V'afa plikein ha'yu medalgim chazar shatz b'mincha. He said, they used to say a half hour p'sukei dezimra on a weekday, and still they would skip chazar shatz at mincha. You know, they could have moved a little faster on the Pesukei Dezimra rather than cost themselves a Chazar Sashat, and they could have made up that time. So he says he's absolutely confident that it has nothing to do with Bittul Torah. So Rabbi Nusai quotes a second possibility. He says, Shamana Bazami Marana Gon Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Satsal. Shemilichadchilo lo tiknu chazal chazar sashatz bibate midrashos shebizmanehem. Dimikimich lo spalu sham amea aretz shavlohutsuchul takanazos. Vilachain hayeshivos shem bate a medrash biyameinu gamkin lemakayim takanazu. Pretty interesting explanation. He suggests that, what did we say at the beginning? That the whole purpose of Chazar Shatz, Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, to be motzi mishein obaki, to be motzi the people who don't know. Well, you don't have that problem in yeshivas typically, because everyone there knows. So when they initially made this takana of Chazar Shatz, they never made the takana for yeshivas. So maybe that's why the minhag developed. However, he says a lot of people have a lot of difficult time understanding this, because if that were the case, then in yeshivas they shouldn't say Chazar Shatz at Shachris, or at Musaf, at all, meaning any time. Why is it Dafka Mincha all of a sudden? And he said that there are places that in the Tainus Tzib where they do Chazar Sashatz. Shabbos and Yom Tov, they always do Chazar Sashatz. But I thought in yeshivas there's no such din. So he says, from Shachris he can't really ask, because he says, as we pointed out, that they couldn't be knowing this by Shachris anyways because of the Smich Skula Tefillah. Fine. A third reason for the Minhag, to make Mincha Ketzara. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Ha'amnam zeu bebeis ha'knesset beis ha'medr she'esh anashim harbei u'muftachim she'yu asara she'yanu amein. Aval k'shem espalim bebayis v'yesh minyan metzumtzam afilu ma'an yoser v'kama she'masichim b'chazar shatz. Aruch HaShulchan says something somewhat jarring. He says, yeah, of course you're supposed to do Chazar Shatz, and people are supposed to listen to it. So if you have 100 people there, you could hope that maybe 9 people are listening, and then it's not a bracha levatal. Shulchan Aruch writes that if people aren't, if you don't have 9 people answering Chazar Shatz, Karov Berchosav Lios bracha levatal, Shulchan Aruch says. So we want to risk that? Of course not. You don't want to risk a bracha levatala. So he says, if you're at a minyan and there are 12 people there, chances are there aren't 9 people listening to Chazar Shatz. So mela, you're not going to say Chazar Shatz. So maybe by shachris they had larger minyanim, by mincha they had smaller minyanim. So that's why mincha they would skip out of Chazar Shatz. Maybe in yeshivas everyone's busy learning during Chazar Shatz, so no one's listening, and balabatim are listening to Chazar Shatz. Maybe in yeshivas he doesn't say all this. That's my own commentary. But maybe that's why the minhag developed. Now the question that remains is, how do you do it? What's the proper method? If you're in a minyan that's davening this way, how does one do it? So the Beis Yosef, we quoted already before, says that everyone davens tefillah belachash, and then the Shliach Tzibur afterwards begins Chazar Hashatz and says Kedusha, and that's it. And that's what he passes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama over there says a different minhag. He says, no, Shliach Tzibur together with the Tzibur b'kol ram, and he says that's what the minhag is. And he means that the first three brachos, together with the Shliach Tzibur until Kedusha, the Shliach Tzibur says aloud the first three brachos, and the Tzibur says it quietly, and that's what the Rama writes in Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Beis. V'cheinim u'shas adchak, kigon sheyarei sheyavar zman atfila, yuchal l'espal miyad b'kol ram, v'atzibur mispal l'nimo mila b'mila b'lachash, al yachar akel ha-kadosh. So far what we have is two things that are not what most people do. The way the Shulchan Aruch recommends it is that let everybody daven the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Shliach Tzibur will start Chazar Shatz as normal. He just won't finish it. He'll just only go until Kedusha, and that will be it. Have you ever seen that done? I don't think I've ever seen that done. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rama says what you sometimes see people do, that people start along with the Shliach Tzibur, and then they just continue on their own, and he continues on his own after Kedusha. The most prevalent minhag, though, is probably that people listen to the Shliach Tzibur, get through Kedusha first, and then go back to the beginning. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Av minhageinu b'ofen acher, v'u aderech hamula. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm convinced my way is the best way. That if it's Shad Duchuka, again, they all emphasize Shad Duchuka, and you say Chatzi Kaddish after Ashrei, umivarech gimel rishonos b'kol ram, v'atzibur shoskin, v'onin gimel amein in elu, v'onin kedusha, v'acher shesiyem ashas, ha'kel ha'kadosh, omdam tzibur mispalim b'lachash. What we do, that everyone davens after the kedusha. Why is that the derech ha'mu'ula? Because that way you don't miss out on the amens. If you're saying it along, if you do like the Raman, you're saying it along with him, you're going to miss out on the amens. Even the Rama himself says that there should be one karban in the shul. That even though everybody is supposed to really say it together with the Shliach Tzibur, you can't have someone saying a bracha out loud and no one answering amen. So have one guy that answers amen, that he's the amen man. So he's not going to start with everybody else. So he'll be your appointed amen person. The other reason that one would suggest to do like the Aruch HaShulchan and not like the Rama is that it's very difficult sometimes. Because to pace yourself, to say the words exactly at the same pace that the Shliach Tzibur is saying it out loud, very often will ruin a person's kavana. It will be very difficult to have kavana and to actually pace yourself. So that's the derech hamu'ula of the Aruch HaShulchan. Bir Halacha, in commenting on this Rama, writes that really you're supposed to do mila b'mila like the Rama says. He quotes from the Prima Gadim until he says, really you should continue mila b'mila, Ad achar shomei tefila umodim vehem belachash, v'ashatz yomar akol bekol. Let the Shliach Tzibur continue to say everything out loud. And he quotes that from the Levush as well. And then he writes, "Mbir grub masha ramaz laim sim koftes of beiz mashma gamkin lechor de savar achi." It was essentially is a fourth practice that everyone should say it together, like the Rama says, but keep on saying it together, at least through modim. So that I don't think I've ever seen anyone do. Those are the various minhagim. Now, at the end of the day, have we properly justified why yeshivas do this and why other? Not really. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, in the Sikkum of his Tshuva, at the end of his Tshuva, he says, Chovah Kedoshim Utalos al Rashi Yeshivos Lahachzir HaTorah LiYoshna. Rashi Yeshivos should be Mevatel, this terrible minhag. They should put things back the way they were. Ulahanig B'tfilas HaMincha Chazar Sashlich Tzibur Ketakonis Go'una Yisrael V'yamdu Ala Mishmar V'yashkicho Bachuri Yeshiva Shiyatu Ozen Kasheves L'Rbachos V'Shashlich Tzibur V'Lanos Amein. He thinks it's bad chinuch also. You're teaching the yeshiva baruchim not to listen during Chazar Sashatz because it's not important enough that we cut it out. So no, don't cut it out. Leave it there and teach people that they have to listen. He says it would be a really great thing if people could be mochiach, if people could correct others. In fact, Rav Binyamin Zilber from the Ashkenazic side also says we should absolutely be mevatel the minhag yeshivos unless there's a chashash that they're not being mechavin with tefillas hashatz. What does it mean not being mechavin? That you don't have nine people being mechavin because you still have what the Shulchan Aruch says. And another reason, l'chora, to add, certainly for people who are talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik. So one thing that is sort of like mother's milk to us is when we talk about chazaras hashatz, we talk about tefillah bitzibur and tefillas Hatzibur. Why is it that all the Talmidim of Soloveitchik by Chazaras Hashatz, they stand with their feet together the whole time? No one else does that. Why are they standing with their feet together the whole time? Because Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea, based on many, many sources, that there are two separate takanos of davening with a tzibur. There's davening yourself in the context of a tzibur, where everybody's davening their own tefillos simultaneously. And then there's a tefillas Hatzibur, where the tzibur, as a unit, offers up a tefillah. Chazaras Hashatz is an entirely different form of communal davening. It's not tefillah bitzibur, that's your silent Shmona Esrei, together with everybody else. It's a tefillas hatzibur. So it's not only that you're missing out another segment of davening, we're missing out on an entire type of davening, an entire, which speaks to the power of a tzibur, when, Rav Soloveitchik compares this to karbanos. Sometimes, for example, karban Pesach. So how many Korban Pesachs are there in Erev Pesach? The Gemara talks about 1.2 million keflaim kiyotze mitzrayim, the amount of Korban. Is that a Korban Hatzibur? So not really. It's a lot of Yechidim bringing Korban at the same time. Korban Tamid is a Korban Hatzibur. The entire Tzibur through one is being Mekayim, that Korban. So that's the idea of Chazar Shatz versus our regular Tefillah. Our regular Tefillah is a lot of people doing it at the same time. But then there's the tefillas hatzibur, tefillas keneged tamidim tiknum, and it would be chaval to lose out on such a lofty mitzvah, both alpi nigla, as we said, and apparently also alpi nistar. So this is, but that is the minhag that you have in many yeshivas, for better or for worse. I would just caution that, like you're at a wedding or something, and you're not in a place. If you're off in a quiet place where you're able to daven, so the first thing the chazan always looks back and he. No, so I should. So the answer shouldn't always be the answer. Always, there's always someone says, "Yeah, just go." that should not be the answer. The answer should be, well, let's think. Are we really going to lose the crowd? Are we not going to be able to focus? Is it such chaos and tumult over here? And if it's not, if it's actually a quiet place to daven, so certainly we should say the full Chazaras Hashatz.